afraid of radio wars.
You fucking, you niggas try to play the nigga, try.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy here in Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanji.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
I wonder her front teeth that is cut with a slant. Like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell Booney.
He's a radishing cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news. With Joe the Buddy J, we are real human beings. And nobody disrespects me.
That means you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. You have the stupid mic. I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera. My sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Holes in the wall. Welcome to the Gaming Channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chinkster? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer worked really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
if
no,
made
I
you
don't
feel
give
bad.
A shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No,
if
you're not even any good.
Way.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like Radio Wars, and he fucking does this shit.
Does this shit? Hey guys, welcome to Without Apologies, where the stalkers are trannies and the CEO is a black.
What's up, Penelope?
What's up?
Penelope, are you gonna jump on this episode?
So we who's sitting in a field with crickets this time?
Oh, Nick Guay is here.
What's going on?
Clap it up for Nick.
I'm hearing crickets.
Not me.
That's those probably fans at a Raiders game after they just lost.
Oh no! Did they lose?
Who did they lose
CEO's
to?
Predicting.
I didn't even see it.
Man, they were up 12-0. What happened?
What happened? Fucking John Gruden took the pedal off the metal, man. Defense just fucking blowing it, like. God damn, yo. Okay, so they had like a fourth down and fucking inches. And Derek Carr, I think John Gruden going in the media and basically calling him out has got him like so gun shy now because. So they bring in an extra offensive lineman, right? Because, you know, they're probably going to run the ball. But they do like a play action play and they're faking the run and they're going to pass it. And you got a big offensive lineman with bitch titties, John Feliciano, completely open, like, throw it to me. I know I got tits and I don't catch the ball because I'm a lineman, but if you give it to me, nigga, I will catch it. So what does he
put
do?
Put it between these two delicious titties right here.
Just put, he's holding up his tits. Like,
tingling
just
them.
Right
tingling
there.
Ass to throw.
He's got his, you ever seen those videos where a dude will tit fuck a chick? And she's wearing a sports bra.
Yeah.
It's just like that. Like, just put the ball between these, this sports, and put it between these titties, man. and he throws it.
Titties up like air traffic control.
Just like that.
Throw it to me.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing that, and then fucking, he throws it to the fullback who just drops it, and then that was the game basically. Because after that, it's like the Raiders, just and they got gifts, man. They got gifts, man. They got a first down given to them. When Marshawn Lynch ran the ball where it was clearly short.
The game was gifted to them.
They fucking lost it. Denver didn't win it. That's the thing. Like, that's why I'm like, John Gruden, what the fuck are you doing?
Kind of like Zane Gonzalez missing fucking four kicks.
Yeah. That's what I'd call giving it. You just giving it to
them. Do you get deported for that?
What?
Are you like saying Gruden's a piece of shit?
I am saying Gruden is in love with himself right now. I can say after he traded away Khalil Mack for, I believe, basically nothing, that he's in love with himself and his own ego, and he knows he can't get fired. Like, it's the problem. Like, if you work at, like, a unionized job like me, for instance, you know you can't get fired, so, like, you gotta wait for automation to come and take away your job.
Yeah, when you know you can't get fired, you are, like, 10%, at least 10% more of a piece of shit at work. At least.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. You
couldn't imagine CEO any more of a piece of shit.
Listen.
The guy that called Serena Williams' game was like, I'm not losing my job. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, here's the thing. Get off my job.
John McEnroe.
At my job, if I had a job that wasn't unionized, I would have been like, I am absolutely going to be fired, right? But I am so low on the list of their priorities to fuck with right now. It's amazing. Like, one of my bosses, check this out. He fucks a girl at work. She comes in with a knife, tries to kill him. She stabbed him. He was in the hospital. She's in prison now. And she's yelling, he gave me an STD. He gave me a fucking STD.
This is a good time to mention that the CEO was a doctor. And this all happened in the children's wing.
Yo, do I know these people?
Yes, you might know the guy.
Oh my god, I can't wait to hear
you. You might know the guy. Maybe you might know.
Oh my god,
you would probably know of him.
Nick,
just put it this way: it's a guy.
Nick, here's a quick question.
He's got brown hair.
Nick, what kind of STD? Put it this way:
what kind of STD do you have?
All right, you go on.
You definitely fucked him if you have the same STD as that girl.
No, I was the girl. I was dressed up as a girl, and I snuck a knife in, and I stabbed him, and I left.
What is
this? Want to know if he was fatally wounded.
It's a supervisor that speaks patois and, like, refuses to speak English, and you probably know him. Anyway, you might know him. It doesn't matter. You would know him if you saw him.
Last name,
Dr. Patel.
I'm saying that they're dealing with people like that's like par for the course. So whatever I do is just not even considered.
Oh yeah, you can fly way under the radar with that kind of
shit. Yeah. If my attendance was better, I could just
you'd be promoted.
Probably not even work and just show up and clock in. And
I'm sure that you will be fired for racism before this woman will be fired for stabbing a dude.
No, no, she's in prison. So
he's living like the King of Queens kind of life. You're the single piece of shit on King of Queens.
There was a guy who was a security guard or whatever, and he actually got crushed by a truck. Like, a dude actually ran off, like, squished him between the building and the truck. Like, you know, yeah, it's like they're dealing with that. They don't give a fuck what I do. I can't.
Did they just pack him into a box and ship him off to his family?
They sent him to clerical for a retake.
It's all right, you can have a desk.
One of the
job
prepaid
now.
Fit all boxes.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Stuff him in there.
Just throw his legs in a box.
Sir, I don't
tape
think
it
that
up.
Meets the standards, sir.
We got you an ADA cart for your box.
This counts as your government funeral.
Yeah, like, they're dealing with shit like that, so whatever I do, if I'm just there, That's all that really matters. I don't actually have to do a whole lot. Like,
do you even drive? What do you do? Just skip around?
All those things like
chased by dogs,
quotas for the amount of packages you're taking out. That's all fucking. That doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't even fucking matter.
I imagine he tosses the fragile boxes, just launches them.
So, you know, and I make more than most people, so I'm going to be comfortable.
Yeah. Got your NFL package.
That makes sense.
You all set?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I can't hear anybody now.
No, everyone else left.
I'm still here.
Nick, on the other hand, works with his family, so if he fucks up, he just, like, loses everyone he loves.
Dude, it's the exact same deal. Like, I'm realizing that my place is the same shit where, because people are family, they can't.
Your dad fucked that girl?
What girl?
The one that got the STD.
Yeah.
Any of them. Pick one.
I'll say this. I wouldn't be surprised. Nick, let me just say this. I wouldn't be where he's at now wouldn't have happened, but where he used to live, like with his actual father, I would not be surprised even a little bit. Like, that's par for the course. Do you want to know something about Nick's? This fucking guy has diabetes, and he's a drunk. How many DUIs has he had, and he still drives drunk? Like, enough?
It only took me crashing enough. Two vehicles.
Yeah, exactly.
To stop
you
doing
think
that.
One is enough. You think one is enough, but no.
Is your real dad Artie Lang?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
My last name is actually Lang, and I'm looking forward to having no nostrils.
You know, look, my dad has had a my dad's going to be retired in like 2 weeks, so it doesn't even matter what I say. My dad's had a DUI, and he kind of like. Still struggle with alcohol, but like he learned his lesson. Like he was like, okay, look, all right, I could have killed someone. I did, you know, drive up on our neighbor's grass, you know, and fucked up their lawn.
Does he get an Uber now?
Yeah, yeah. He's an Uber driver.
I mean, listen, in their defense, driving drunk is really fun. Like, it's awesome.
I would know because I've done it once.
It is great.
It's fun, but like this fucking guy's like, I'm not gonna get caught. It's all gonna be fine.
Don't drink and drive, man. Smoke and fly.
Yeah, it's
just run into a bunch of fucking school kids. That's why you gotta drink in the afternoon so you can find them. It's difficult. Two in the morning, it's kind of hard.
This guy's street. There are two fucking public schools right on it.
On either side. Either side of my house.
It's a death trap.
Yeah, it's like a fucking shooting gallery for little
there's
kids.
There's always a yellow
driving.
Light blinking.
No, there's no stoplights. These are just stop signs. Hey, stop if you want to sort of shit.
Yeah, they're guidelines.
Here during like certain hours you have to go 20 miles an hour when there's like a yellow light flashing.
None of that bullshit. These stops, they're not even like fucking real, the stop signs. They're for decoration.
Yeah, they're just cardboard.
They're just Canadian homeless guys standing there with
cardboard
signs.
Please stop, A. That's what they do. They pay a homeless guy.
They spin the signs.
To the neighborhood kids.
Bend over
in neighborhood kids make up stories about your dad.
No, they got the sign spinners like here, but it's a stop
sign.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
It's like flipping
store
it around.
Closing.
And they're 80 year old.
And on the other
volunteers.
Side, Little Caesars.
With their orange vests.
I used to drive around drunk, and friends would get out the car window while driving and just sit on the fucking roof.
Oh, that's awesome.
There was no cops everywhere I grew up.
Do you feel like you're good at drunk driving?
Yes, I am very good at it, but I don't do it.
I think I'm great at it. Like I think
I did
it's
it
in
enough
my genes.
And survived enough to not have to do it anymore.
Well, yeah, I kind of realized it's kind of crazy, but I do still acknowledge that I'm really good at it. Like,
yeah,
I think
it's not like that. That's the saying of a person who hasn't learned their lesson yet.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, but if you want to have a social
once
life
you
when you get
lesson,
older,
you
kind of have
proud
to.
Of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Unless you're rich, you kind of have to.
You can just drink like, less and not be drunk when you.
But
drive.
I don't support it.
Right. Yeah, but that's a couple of years
here. Person would do. Then buy a sixer on the way home or whatever, a bottle, whatever you like, and drink when you, the rest when you get home.
I recommend it to everybody.
I say you go out to the bar without your car, and you have to find a chick to ride home with. So
that's a great.
That's
idea.
That's how you,
that is
you
a
make
better
it.
Idea.
Now, wait. This is an interesting thing. Because Gavin McGinnis supports drinking and driving.
Of course he does.
Is this a little proud humor coming through your brain cells?
Yeah. Fuck! Nick has traced amounts of Proud Boy in his blood still.
God damn it. Fuck! I take it all back.
No, you can't. That's not how it works.
I don't mean any of it. I don't mean any of
that's
it.
That's not how it
drive.
Works.
Don't
that's
even
not how it works.
Yeah, Rogan. Joe Rogan, it's fine. You know, you just have a couple. And then
I don't believe in alcohol or driving. Nobody does either of those things. They're made up.
No. You don't get to take it back.
No.
Listen.
Take it all back. It
you said
exist.
A proud thing. Now
this is all going to be used in that future manslaughter case.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
Nick
yeah.
versus the children.
Oh, that's fucked up. I fucked up.
Nick versus
Nick
Jenkins
Way
Middle School.
And the Proud Boys versus God people against drunk driving.
Wow, is he really questioning his life right now?
Yeah, instead of like a honor roll student, you have a Proud of Our Boy on the back of your fucking drunk vehicle.
Oh, fuck. God damn it, I fucked up. That's not good.
You need like a flashing yellow light on the top of your vehicle. Like
I
caution.
Take it all back.
How about this?
What if drunk people just put like a flashing light, like a service vehicle, on the top of their cars when they're drunk?
Nah.
Yeah.
I think you're.
We'll see them after
here.
They crash into a tree or something at 90 miles an hour and kill themselves.
Yeah, but that's the tree's fault.
Down in a ditch somewhere.
It's the tree's
Come
fault.
On and
the
tell
tree
you're drunk
should know to get
stories.
Out of the fucking way.
Yeah. I don't want to incriminate myself. I have like, I have
you
one where
that you hit. Is that what you're saying?
Non-incriminating. I went out drinking. Long story short, and got dropped off at my vehicle, super drunk at like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. Didn't even remember that shit. And but anyway, next thing I remember, I woke up behind
Bloody
the
asshole.
Wheel of my vehicle. No, with the airbag deployed. I remembered getting in the vehicle, but like the whole accident was hazy. I ended up like the horn was going off, and I got out of the vehicle and ran for like not very far, and then I realized like it's stupid. I went back to my truck because I think it had stalled out.
Did you assess the situation at all? You just started.
I was so fucked up.
Running.
I just started running.
Shit in your pants.
No, and then I ran back to the truck. It started up, and I drove home. I cut the airbag out and like hit it from my parents.
So you,
and
you went like a half mile. Went to and, sleep. Like, you turned around and ran back. How far did you run before you were like,
I should
go back?
It was probably a couple of blocks, I would say. Yeah, so like less than half
you
a
have
mile.
To check
like half
the,
a mile total.
Trail of shit and blood.
No, there was nothing like that. I may have pissed myself. Who knows?
You know, who doesn't?
Yeah, that's what the cool kids do.
Was that the truck you had?
Yeah. The other thing, I had another one that happened. I'll go ahead and tell it quickly, but it happened in another state, and I left a party on a Halloween, and I had a parked car, but like I had foggy memories that I hit something on the way home, but I had to go out and look at my car the next morning and was like, yep, okay.
Jesus Christ.
So that's
I
a hit and run right there.
It was a parked car, but it was a...
The person might have been sleeping inside and you gave him a heart attack. Did you check?
Yeah, there was nobody.
What if you clipped a rascal, man?
What if you hit a midget?
Yeah, I did a raccoon.
You didn't even notice the midget. Squished his little head between the bumper.
But that was definitely, I've learned my lesson, and I do not do that anymore. Now I have a car that I make payments on, so I'm not going to fuck that up.
So, quick Jammernam update. He got busted for plagiarism, and he's been demonetized. He lost his $100.
What was his plagiarism? What was he plagiarizing?
He was looking up people's sports articles and then reading them as his own opinion.
Not even that. It was one website that he just read them like a script and used all their... And he'd been doing this for like a month. His basketball articles. And that's why he has... You know, and then Jim Rinam... So Jim Rinam was just basically using this guy's articles like a teleprompter.
So this dumb fuck, he created a burner channel idea. And he just re-uploaded all of the same videos along with a closing video where he's like, guys, me and YouTube are just working some things out. We're working on it together. We're going to solve this, and I'll be back in about 3 months or so.
Yeah, whatever happened to him being made a partner for DraftKings or whatever?
No, he had a choice. It was a choice, I remember.
It was DraftKings.
Versace, Rolex, something like that. He wasn't sure.
We all know he would have took DraftKings, though.
Someone had a great comment the other day that he dyes his hair with soy sauce. I like to think he was going into the soy hair care products.
Absolutely.
Anything.
I don't get why Jim Rinam... Here's the problem with Jim Rinam don't understand is he doesn't need to exist. There's no reason for him to actually be alive other than be fucked with and picked on. So why not just go with that? Like, I'll tell you a story about Nick. Nick, when we were growing up, and even to this day still, for the most part, not nearly to the extent it used to be, his real fucking existence in life was to be fucked with and to be picked on. And to fuck up and do stupid shit. And that was his entire... Like, if Nick became self-aware or smart, he would just away, like, pop, he would be gone. And then he had to go and, you know, join the Proud Boys and become crazy and kind of, like, develop a bit of a personality to, like, even exist. But it's like, Jimmer never did that. Jimmer could use the Proud Boys. He could use some pride.
I mean, it's, like, it's true. You just got to fucking, just, like, realize, like, all right, none of this is working. Why can't I fucking develop some sort of personality that someone likes about me? You know, and then work on it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Is he an alcoholic?
He's the alcoholic.
You know, it's like, you just gotta put like a brick a day.
He drinks box wine and takes fistfuls of Klonopin.
And his wine glass is like a quart. It's like a quart glass with a little tiny handle.
I don't know why he doesn't just get an IV and just fucking hook it into his vein and just
hang
like,
the box.
Why even drink it?
Hang the box with a funnel right over his head.
Oh yeah. Get one of those fucking carts that they have, they abuse for medicine. Absolutely. Why not?
I want to know who's going to be the next Jim Rinam. What do you think of that guy Grant? You met that guy Grant the other night.
We got to unpack Grant. But what is the over under the Jimmer opens that box and refills it every week?
Oh, you think he just reuses it?
I think it's just water and some Kool-Aid, some Mio.
I think he trades his food stamps outside the gas station for cash.
I think he uses it like you ever seen those big Slurpee cups, the big plastic ones with the handle, and you can go there and just get it refilled, and it's like $2 or whatever. I think he just goes to the fucking box wine people and just goes, yeah, just give her me a refill. Like, that's the same box he's had for months.
He's buying like a bottle of some cherry brandy and mixing it with Sprite and putting it in the old brandy.
You think he's drinking brandy?
Whatever, some cheap rot gut shit. That's his favorite.
I'll tell you what he's doing. He's in his kitchen distilling, rubbing alcohol to get the other shit they put in there so you
really
can't drink it out.
Either.
He's probably just pissing back in the box.
Cherry brandy's like a liqueur. It's fucking some nasty shit.
So last week before we got cut off, this live stream got shut down. Ross Dog was telling us he has a transgender stalker. Is that who you were just bringing up?
Tara?
Which one?
Is the new Jimmer. Why don't you unpack that for us since we missed out on it last week?
Who? What are you talking about?
Carl?
Carl?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, Carl. That feels like that was six months ago.
Well, you know, Ian is the time traveler.
You know, Ross Dog, he's got so many transgenders, it's hard to keep track of them.
It really is. There's a rumor on a new one now, but I won't unleash that yet.
Oh, get the fuck. You have a third? How do you have three trannies after you?
No, this one's not after me, just someone in this world that's being accused.
Of being a tranny?
Yes.
Did you give her an STD?
I don't know. Depends how far they travel.
Did she stab you?
Well, they're not airborne, are they?
No, but bitches travel.
Oh.
A transgender
if I,
is now
if I bang
airborne.
A chick in Orlando, you she might catch... go to Seattle. That's not my fault.
Is it Fatback? He's from Seattle. I'm just throwing it out. It could be. I mean, I don't know if it's him. It could be
know.
Him.
It'll come out soon enough. Out. You guys talking fucking about
tease.
Me?
He's not even going to tell us. Hey, I think Carl, here's what I think. I think any interactions with a tranny that you have should be public record.
Oh, that's right. Who's got a black?
But you don't
dick?
Think so?
Only if they're black, sweetie.
Why? Well, why would that matter?
Because I racist? Only suck black cocks. I like to get.
Oh, what's wrong with that? You're a size queen.
I like to go.
Jesus. Fucking Christ.
Listen to Penelope, man. You gotta breathe through your nose when you take those big dicks.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh.
Fucking disgusting.
Penelope was talking about pegging her boyfriend.
Nick, you know, you were the one who blew your uncle or whatever.
Hey, I never blew anybody.
Well, someone blew somebody. That's all.
Who blew somebody here?
Yeah. Listen, I'm always a receiver.
Nick, we're talking about when Nick's uncle molested him.
Yeah, who here blew a guy?
No, no, don't, which, don't change which the guy subject. Here don't change the subject. No, no, we're talking about guy. Nick. See, Nick's uncle, that's the subject we're on, threw a jacket at him. Nick?
Speaking of changing
someone
the subject.
Threw e-jack at someone else here.
Look, honestly, here's the thing. We don't know what happened.
Okay,
we
let's
do
put
know
it this way.
Here's what we do know. Who Nick was being looked after by him, S-D-D-D-D. And then after that, his parents, he never saw the fucker again. And every time Nick was at my house, Nick had no idea that his uncle lived behind me and three doors over. His parents never told him, and they have different stories. We don't know what happened.
Nick thought he was being courted by a new gentleman.
Listen, we have no idea what happened, but man. I'm sure of this. I never blew him.
No, look, do you want to know what probably happened? Nick probably got touched funny. I'm not saying Nick did any. Nick was the victim, okay? He's the victim.
That's right. He touched me.
No,
I didn't touch
no
him.
Penetration.
No, because Nick would fucking remember that.
Allegedly.
You remember who fucks you in the ass. See, that's a very... That's in there. That's not going anywhere. That's in your fucking.
That will kind of spoil your parents being proud of you. Like, no wonder he went to Gavin because all of his accomplishments were just.
Yeah, I needed someone to be proud of their boy.
Uncle. Yeah, every time you wipe and you see that drop of blood, you're reminded.
Oh.
That time.
Fucking horrible.
What if it's more than a drop?
This reminds me of Darius. Sorry.
Do you think Nick has like a port wine stain above his asshole? Is that what you're saying? Like Mikhail Gorbachev or whatever?
I think it's like bright red. I don't think it's very dark at all. Well, I guess it could be.
Oh, we got the expert in the house.
It's like a chemo spot.
That's so fucking disgusting. I can't believe that you let that happen, Nick.
No, when you're small, your ass is so little, you should be able to just wiggle out of it if you really wanted to.
That's right. Wiggle and scoot. Let it happen. Yeah. I said, I'll brave this.
I'll brave this? What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong?
This isn't, you don't have to joke about it, man. We're here for you. You know, we can talk about it. Yeah, we can talk about it seriously. You know?
Good. I think the last person I want to hug from is you.
Oh, okay, good, because we're probably pretty far
this
from each
like
other.
This is like a suicide
anyway.
Prevention show.
Really?
Just like Lindenier.
Suicide prevention.
We caused Don A to get cancer.
No, no. See, you got to first talk someone to the ledge before you can talk.
Okay. It's more of a suicide. We get them going and then bring them back.
Yeah, instead of letting them cry about it for years, we push them right to the edge.
You get it all at once.
You know, Scientologists charge a lot of money for what we do for free.
We hand them the gun and say, point it to your fucking face.
Do you?
No, don't do it now. Don't do it. Stop it.
They lead you on and on and on and on and just keep.
We're not going to listen to you crying for years. You're going to kill yourself or you're not.
No money.
Move on.
Dick used to be quite the crybaby. I have to be honest with you.
It's okay when you're a kid. You just have to man up at a certain point.
You know, Nick, you've gone through like the verbal version of a Saw movie. Do you feel empowered for surviving the trap?
That's right. I sawed off my own leg. I cut out a pound of fat from my gut. I had to blow my own jaw off, but I made it through.
Nick, you used to be like real pissy eyes though, right?
Not pissy eyes, no. I wouldn't say that. I'd say more of a
pissy
a
pants?
Time bomb.
Did you ever piss yourself?
Pissy eyes.
I'll admit it, I've pissed myself hundreds of times.
I don't think I've ever pissed myself when I would get blackout drunk.
I piss in the toilet.
Producer Jay, were you one of those guys that would get so riled up you'd punch a wall?
No.
Nick did that.
I was always peaceful.
That was me
drunk.
In like high school.
Nick did that when he was in like grade 9 or whatever.
Yeah, I did that.
Didn't you? No, Nick actually like physically punched a wall, like attacked people.
I didn't punch no wall.
Really? You didn't punch a wall in your sleep?
Oh, well, that's different. That's me getting raped in my sleep. That's not me.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, Nick has had there's a lot of sexual abuse in Nick's back.
Yeah.
It's like Vietnam flashbacks as a kid.
Yeah!
His name's Charlie, damn it.
He's like,
Uncle grade Charlie. Six.
Grade 6, I can't believe I'm still in grade 6.
Ross Bennington, do you want to pull that up from the YouTube channel?
I think we did that already. Oh, wait, no, I was showing that to Lebon. Never mind.
Nick had a sleep study video, and they let him keep the recording, and he freaked the fuck out. It's got like 150 fucking thousand views.
Yeah, but we have no subs or viewers, right, Kyle?
Right. Yeah, stupid.
No views, no
subs. No
viewers,
okay, no subs, stupid. I'm Cape Verdean.
I'm talking to you by forever.
So, I'll explain. I have severe sleep apnea. So, when I was a kid, I would sleepwalk and shit. And for about 10 years, my parents let this go on without doing anything about it.
Sleepwalk.
Very responsible.
Naked into his uncle's bedroom. And
that's right.
Maybe you were like a sexy sleepwalker.
Did they just put like a leash on you or something?
Nope. They just let me fall down the stairs and they let me bump into walls and shit. And
responsible.
Yeah, yeah, reveal all my secrets in my sleep. And
you have like CTE now, maybe?
And so I didn't really even know that it was a problem. I knew it was just kind of a thing. I mean, one time when I was in high school, I kicked a hole in my wall and cut my feet open on the ceiling.
No, that's normal behavior.
And that's pretty bad. And and then when I moved to Chris's, I actually grabbed Chris in his sleep. And that was the end of that. So I decided I'd go to a sleep
doctor. Not sleep apnea. That's called possession.
Right.
The spirit trying to...
We were convinced that I was possessed. So I went to a sleep doctor, and they gave me a sleep test where I had to sleep overnight with like a whole bunch of wires attached.
You know what, Nick?
Careful with your wording. Careful with
Nick,
your wording.
Nick, you know what? It's probably time I just tell you didn't grab me in my sleep.
What?
I'll tell you what you did
allegedly.
Do, though. I'll tell you what you did do. You were like walking around half asleep and like trying to talk to me and shit while you were asleep. That was fucking weird.
Are you telling me I never grabbed you and I went and did all that shit for no
reason? No, but you did try and pull my blanket off like you were taking it.
Wait. I was cold, Nick. I was cold.
Yeah, you were trying to steal my. Like, I woke up and you were pulling on
you
my blanket.
You ruined my life because you were cold.
Nick, you took classes? You,
yeah. Like, I mean, it was close enough, though. It was close enough. Let's be serious. I mean.
You're like a real life Cartman CEO.
Well, look, I just wanted Nick to fucking stop bugging me when I was trying to sleep.
Wow,
that is fucked up. I was on clonazepam and everything.
Nick,
dude,
let's
yeah,
be serious.
He could have been something, you know, but no, the pills, man.
Okay,
gosh.
But let's be all serious though, Nick. You still were fucked in the head, like.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to deny that it worked out. In the
allegedly.
End,
but...
physically fucked
I
in
had
the head.
So what I had to tell a little bit of a fib to get Nick to fucking actually do something. Did I listen?
Wow.
What is the thing like?
Wow,
Cartman.
Close your eyes. I'm checking your temperature.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, he would keep like getting that up in his sleep, and I didn't know that he was asleep because he would talk and say shit that wasn't going on, and he was like throwing. Like this, like, you know, I said he kicked the hole in the wall. He was doing that, like, in my bed. Like, he fucking kept kicking the edge of my bed, which was a piece of wood. Like, so, you know.
Did you see him kicking it? Are you sure that's what he was doing?
He was fucking stomping it with his foot.
Wait, this was after months of Chris, or CEO, trying to train Nick to do stuff in his sleep so that he could, like, fucking make clothes or shoes or something.
Yeah.
And he just realized that there was no point.
I don't know. I mean, isn't it better that I told you now, Nick, years later?
I mean, I'll say this, that the most motivating things in my life have been lies. So it probably was for the best.
It was for the best. You didn't know that you almost died like 30 times in your sleep every night.
It usually when it's like an exaggerated thing and it seems crazy, then I'll do something.
Nick,
yeah, look.
Nick, this is a good time for me to confess to the reason you're parents kicked you out is because I told them that you raped my sister. But you know, you like living on your own now, right? Like that worked out too, right? Same thing.
Hold on, Ian. You showed them a picture of her, didn't you?
I actually showed them a picture of a random homeless woman that I drove past.
Oh wow! And they
were like, "That's just his type. He's always bringing those."
No, they saw the homeless woman and they believed that it'd be your sister.
It really was.
Yeah, I'm no looker,
Margaret.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a looker.
But we had her on FaceTime. You know, we thought about pressing charges. I told your parents to calm down. He's not a monster.
Yeah, says you.
Well, here's the thing, Nick. You know how you said that your parents are that. Lies have motivated most your life or whatever. Let's just think about it like this. Didn't your parents say absolutely nothing happened? And then, like, your dad said something happened. And then, you know, who's lying?
Well, no, listen. The only lying, thing that have motivated me have been lies. Just because my parents are saying one thing doesn't mean it's a lie.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. We all know something happened. But isn't your uncle dead now or whatever?
Actually, he's not. But you know what? Now that I think about it, it did motivate me because I knew they were lying about something, and then I started digging into it.
And? Well, why don't we go kill him then?
He really is like Cartman.
No, no, really! Nick, let's go kill your uncle.
He schemes against his friends.
That'd be awesome.
Chris Cartman.
Yeah, why don't you... Nick,
see, I think that they may have
seemed to hate every pedophile but him.
Nick, let's go waterboard him. Let's waterboard him. I'm not even joking.
Cartman around CEO, like,
it'd be funny if
around Trey and
he
Matt
wasn't the one that molested
Parker Stone, whatever their names are.
Nick is
how about this? Don't fucking tell me that he wasn't the one that molested him until after we waterboard him. I want it to be funny.
It'd be funny if that's how we found out, though. Like, we just start torturing him, and we realize he wasn't even in the area at the time.
He's like, it wasn't me! Yeah, it was your brother!
You're gonna find out it's some, like, he let you stay up past your bedtime, and your parents were furious.
Yeah.
They've been holding it in for years.
We never saw him again. Yeah.
Let's be serious, though, Nick. Your brother does have a weird obsession with you, I guess. It's like... where it's a little bit past brotherly, you know?
Well, you know what? What I'll say is that he has an over admiration for me. You know, yeah. It's kind of like...
What kind of rapey fucking compound did you grow up on?
we grew up in this place. It's called Waco, Texas. Heard of it?
The fucking Duggars of Canada.
Yeah, the place burned down. We were the only ones to escape.
Nick's brother was a Branch Davidian. It's true.
Yeah, Waco. No, he does have an odd admiration for me. Like, it's almost like anything I say is like, "Oh, that's genius, man." And it's like, no, it really isn't. I'm just blabbing.
Is there any chance that he's kind of like me and the CEO, and he just sort of gasses you up sometimes to lead you into poor situations?
No. Not like that.
Nothing like that.
And here's the thing. This was before Nick had his high school diploma. He was like this. It's like, it's not like Nick finally got his GED, so now his brother's like, "Oh, I wish I had that. This guy's great."
That was another gag. You actually passed. Your dad just didn't have the money for college. So it's fucking
they lied.
That's totally lied. I see.
That was another lie.
No, yeah,
they had a scholarship. They saved it and gave it to your brother.
Yeah.
He was like, "Do I pay this DUI or send my kid to college?"
Yeah. Use this scholarship money to take out a lease on a new truck.
Yeah.
I could see him doing that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. He probably gambled away my scholarship, on
this fucking guy. His dad has always hated me. His whole family has, whatever. This fucking guy, like, one time tried to, like, bait me into liking him with ribs. So I don't doubt any of
that. Oh, did it work?
No!
Yes, of course it did. He's black.
It didn't work. He got mad because I didn't eat any of the ribs. He kept coming in every 10 minutes offering me ribs.
CEO, I have the food of your native people, the Jigaboos.
How many did you eat?
I didn't eat any
of the bones, did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't eat any. Like,
you didn't joke on him, right?
You know, when you're done, you can put the bone through your nose.
Yeah.
And the plate through your mouth.
You know, he had a big plate, ribs, and he was wearing an African headdress, and he's banging a bongo.
Ribs are like the hot dog with bones, you know? That's like, they're great.
Yeah, that's the shit he was saying to me, like, fine, trying. And then
you
want to
spook something. Sticks.
You want to know something? Then Nick's stepmom comes in and she was trying to bait me with what was it? It was like this wine that was made from like apples, and she like half drunk it. And I'm like, I don't want your
ooh, child. If you don't like our spook sticks, you don't love our nigga wine.
Yeah,
I think they were trying to get you to cuck and fuck a. Fuck Nick's mom.
No, it wasn't even that. I think they were trying to get me fattened up so they could, like, cook me. Like, it was an evil gingerbread bitch or whatever.
No matter what, though, no matter what my family did, my family never threatened to beat the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. That was the one time. But to be fair, Nick, it's like there were hundreds of things your family did. My dad snapped one time.
Well, let me explain here. I mean,
oh, that was a good one.
I was just a little bit drunk, being a little loud at UFC. You know, not even that loud.
Nick, you were being pretty fucked. If you're being if you're going to be honest, you were on the phone, and we all know when you're on the phone, you're incredibly fucking loud.
To set this up, Nick was on the outs. He was living on the streets, and the CEO brought him in. Off the streets to take care of them.
Holy shit. Ian knows this story better than I do.
What? No, all right. This was years before that. But Nick can tell the story because I love it every time it's been told. It gets better to me.
We're watching the UFC and we're having a little, you know, fucking drinking. And I'm on the phone. I'm getting a little loud. And Chris's dad comes in and goes, "You!" with his finger in my face.
No, Nick, you forgot. 20 seconds before that, he came in like a regular person and was like, "Guys, I'm trying to sleep. Could you just keep it down a bit, please?" Like, he was reasonable first.
Well, he did. Well, he said, actually, he just said he was going to sleep. And he's like, you know, you guys just like chill out. You know, don't be too loud. I'm going to bed. And then literally 20 seconds later, comes back in and goes, who's the one on the phone? And I'm go, me. He goes, you, with his finger in my face. Shut the fuck up.
He was maybe an inch from Nick's fucking face, too. Like, he was so close that, like, you know, like, his eyes couldn't even, like, focus because they were so together.
Yeah. You know when, you know, in, like, in fucking, in a movie where the gun is, like, this close to their face and you just see the guy's eyes are,
point
like,
blank.
Pointed on the gun. They're just, like, fucking cross-eyed. That's how.
You know what? Here's how crazy he got, though. Like, he knows Nick. He's known Nick for years, but he goes, it's Nick, is it? Like, he had to make sure.
Yeah, you forgot. Yeah.
Oh, that was funny as shit.
But to be fair, he probably had his IV drip of apple cider fucking, you know, in his arm while he was sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot time.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a good day. I remember how mad my mom was at him, too. Oh, my God. She was asking him, are you on meth now or some shit? Like, she was so fucking mad.
Was the CEO in the background just going, aha.
I was trying not to laugh. I was in the corner.
Mom, where are cheesy poofs?
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing. I was trying not, because I'm like, here's the thing. Nick and all them can leave. I have to still be there afterwards. So I'm trying not to laugh because I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Did your dad take it out on you later?
Yeah. Like, he kept, my dad got angry at me the next day. He's like, well, your fucking friends. I'm like, man, I don't have their mouth.
Did your dad ever, like, call Nick a faggot or anything? Like, when he wasn't around?
You kidding? He called both
of them faggots. No, I don't think so. No, my dad never really did shit like that.
I know. His dad only said that to his friends about his son and his friend.
You want to know what? Outside of that, my parents have been nothing but unbelievable angels to my fucking friends. They've always gone out of their way to be nice and helpful and all that shit. Yeah, and Nick's dad doesn't like me because I disrespected the game. So,
yeah. What'd you gotta have etiquette at a minor league baseball game.
I thought it was family game night and you just fucked up Monopoly.
Nick's fucking
called his family all kinds of niggas and bitches and slapped his fucking mom.
You do not pass go!
Park out, bitch! Suck this dick.
What are you doing? You do not pass go! Nick's dad doesn't like me because we played baseball as kids, and I guess Nick's dad was a bit of a phenom or whatever, and he never made it because his stepdad wouldn't take him to, like, tryouts for some fucking team. So he's just one of those bitter guys who takes it out on the world. And, you know, when I played baseball, I showboated a little bit, and, you know, and I was probably the best player in the league at the time, and his dad didn't like that. I didn't respect the game.
Did he learn to break the cycle and, like, listen to Nick's show and support his radio career?
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
No. Nick's dad never supported anything except, like,
fuck
Miller Lite.
We're going to waterboard him, too. Fuck this cocksucker. Your whole fucking family. Dead.
Did you guys' parents ever say, get your fat asses out of the house and get a job?
Yes. My dad said that to me, like, every day. What are you talking? Like, my dad would literally grab me by, like, the love handle and pinch it and be like, look at this. This is what happens when you don't work.
Oh, hey, I do. Wow. One of the best stories, I was a little kid, like 6 or 7 years old. My dad was, like, get in the car. And we start driving around, and he drove around looking for fat people. And then he started pointing at him and going, is that what you want to be? You want to be some fat fucking piece of shit like that? That's the fuck you want to be?
Holy shit.
And what happened?
And now that he's dead, you just completely gave up, right, Ian?
And obviously it didn't work.
Yeah, I know, right?
I sprinkle his ashes on top of the donuts before I eat them.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, shit.
Oh fuck! I wouldn't put it past your dad to be a fat guy serial killer.
Oh, probably like that.
Well, no, we don't have that much in common.
Well, I mean, you're alive and he's dead, so that's a big one.
You shouldn't have put on that weight.
That's hilarious.
Ian told me that his dad was like in the Navy in like Vietnam or some shit.
Out there killing gooks.
Yeah. He was probably out there with Jesse Ventura.
We both fought Nam in a way.
Did he make it out? Huh?
Well, yeah, he had fucking Ian. What do you think? Ian's like his gook child from overseas. He's brought him back on a fucking aircraft carrier. Fall of Saigon.
Hey, you answered the dumb question.
Yeah, I know. I'm an idiot. Whatever.
I was shipped over in a box of heroin.
Oh, probably, yeah. Ian's dad was working with fucking Denzel and American Gangster. Was he kidnapped, though? Like, was he a prisoner of war?
My grandfather was kidnapped by the Nazi army.
Oh, shit, Ian's a Jew. That's some crazy shit.
No, he became part of the army. His family was killed, and they inducted him into the Nazi army.
Oh, nice.
So he became like an...
You know, I just found out the other day that my grandmother was a servant for a Nazi family.
Really?
Helga? Yeah.
She was...
That explains everything, everything, Nick.
Maybe.
Oh, different side of the family.
I really hope she didn't have to clean the oven.
Yeah, she cleaned the oven.
Oh, right. Mr. Hitler, I don't know what you do. When I am not here, what are you doing? It's so messy, Mr. Hitler.
Yeah, what's with all this white ash coming off your coat when you come home?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Hitler, I'll never get the Jordan's burnt skin off. It's cooked right on.
Mr. Hitler has dandruff.
Oh, wait, your family's, like, Polish, so she would have been, like, more Russian, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude, so I posted a video in Sane's Discord the other day, and it had, like, a clip of some guy who leaked. I don't remember his name. But anyway, he had this chick that was with him that was supposedly Italian, and there was one spot where she spoke like definitely with a Russian accent. I was like, well, that's kind of suspicious.
It was a great story. You think you could tell that over again? Maybe.
Yeah, one more time, please.
Anyway.
Is this Jangs and Things?
Yes, it is.
Wait, if you're going to do that, you're going to rap on me. So.
No, well.
Oh, yeah, a little freestyle before coming. We go. Come on.
No, the diss from daddy to son is coming soon.
Ross, can you bring up some beat for him?
That's actually going to be hilarious. So yeah, Jangs and Things, if you don't know,
just a freestyle.
He put out an album where he's like, "Fuck you, dad," and now producer Jay is going to do a response album
like that.
Dude, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, that works. Just keep doing going. That.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, go ahead.
Son, this beat is just like our relationship and your songs and the songs that I make you wash. Alright, that's just a preview.
That was good. A fail.
Should we end the show with me getting raped by a ghost?
That sounds awesome.
Sure. You got your Ouija board?
As long as it's a female ghost.
Why'd you save it till the end? I started with that.
Well, I wanted you to have it, earlier. But
so, remember when you fucked that fat girl that got raped by a bunch of Muslims? Did they, like, blow themselves up and then come after you?
Yes.
Wait, hang on a second. Wasn't the story like you fucked her in like a van and then because you had that van and then like she like after that she's like, oh yeah, by the way, I got raped by like six Muslim guys like 2 days ago or whatever.
In the same van?
I showed up at her place while I was working because I was driving around, and I was hanging out with her in my van for a bit, and then, you know, obviously we start getting fucking dirty, and she blew me in the van, and then like a week later she tells me that the Muslims got her, or, you know, earlier.
Yeah, like a day before that. Like, she like shook it off like it was nothing.
Was this a work van?
That's how Joe Booney lost his virginity.
Was it a work van? Right.
Fuck!
Yes, it was a work van.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty great. Pretty great.
So she had a dirty vagina from the van. It was all dusty.
Sandy vagina.
Probably.
Sand.
Yeah. Probably. Probably.
Town Road said, are you guys still going to be on in 4 hours? You betcha.
Yes, sir. Or you just wait.
I know, like, I shouldn't be talking, but you guys don't have jobs. You don't have to get up tomorrow.
I do.
Does anybody have any stories of abuse to top the ones that have been told? And we'll close out on that.
He's probably from another part of the
producer Jay. Like, you meet Ross Talk's dad.
Do I have another story? Is that what he said?
Did you ever get fucked in the ass?
Fuck no.
Man or
did
woman?
Did you ever have an old man touch your schmeckle?
Jewish or Christian?
I mean, no. I mean, a doctor possibly, you know, do the whole, like, just...
Yeah, turn your head cough and cough. Thing.
You're not sure if he was a doctor, but he definitely touched your schmeckle?
No, I say...
I had it once.
A doctor is the only one who
I had many physicals for sports, and only one time was I asked to do that.
Yeah, I think it's only been, like, one
time. Oh, I thought you were going to say only one time you were, like, injured.
No, this was before you could
they
start.
They gave you a bunch of physicals.
His coach would just start soccer with like a nice slow bath, scrubbing him up.
We got to get loosened up.
You can't get these uniforms on unless you get a hot bath first.
Yeah.
They won't fit.
Yeah, these pads won't fit on unless I oil you up.
Yeah, you got to grease you up.
Sir, I'm just the water boy. Shut up. Every teammate's important.
Sure, a little pre-game massage.
Oh, fuck.
All right, guys. Well, this has been another episode of Without Apologies. Ross Dog's doing all kinds of shit throughout the week, so stay tuned to the channel.
Yeah.
Shout-outs, enellis.podbean.com. Check out Unbleached, Saiyans, Griggy, Joe Booney.
No, fuck Griggy. We're going to plug Joe Booney before you plug Griggy.
Who is that? Is it Jared? Is it Griggy?
Yeah,
who the hell is it?
Just some fucking crybaby.
Yeah. And don't forget to molest your nieces and nephews.
Says Nick. G.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me. Producer Jade
Ross
is not.
I'm indifferent to
maybe
it.
Don't do
I
that.
Mean, I wouldn't do it, but if you're going to do it, you know, do it.
We won't
well,
judge you.
Really?
If you do it, we're a judge-free show.
I will judge you if you
for
do
legal
it.
Reasons, though.
Right now, Sands is in the lead for the Jimmernan Memorial Basket.
Nope, you're wrong.
No, he's not.
It's Don A.
We are Don A. Well, we are looking for donations so that we can give Don A more cancer. We want to build a cell phone tower next to his house. We're going to start leaving cigarettes around.
I'm trying to find... Lines. I'm trying to get my hand
I'll
on some
raising
nice
money for prevention of cancer. Then we'll have a contest.
No, prevention
race of, for the cure.
Prevention of cancer, but not his cancer. Like after you know, you said we push people to suicide and then talk them back. Like we gotta Don A dies and then we'll prevent other cancer. That's the plan.
Are you selling like pink mattress slips to support money for? Mattress cancer? Is that what we're calling it?
Mattress cancer. He's probably got cancer from all those bags that's on those mattresses. You know, they all have like styrofoam and plastic and shit, all that packaging. That shitty warehouse in buttfuck Kentucky or whatever.
Everyone stay tuned for Pound Road in 4 hours. Live.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit, your boy. From New Zealand.
Peace.
Peace.
Later.
Yeah. Fuck Gonzo.
Oh, yeah, fuck Gonzo.
Fuck Jessica J.
Molest Gonzo in its ass.
Fuck Jim and Nam.
Fuck
this
Kyle.
Is all fuck Smith.
Hey, shut up, stupid. Hey, listen to the intro, stupid. You're white, 40. You failed.
I'm afraid of radio.
You still got like
3
views.
You fucking
failed.
You niggas trying to play the nigga? Trying.
Got smashed by producer
Jay. Yeah, you got smashed. Like my those 3 orders of chicken basket I got yesterday. I smashed them.
This ruined being Asian for dynasty.
By CEO.
Forget about Star Trek. This is not going to be another Asian information for generations.
Stupid.
He's a man with respect.
So you're talking over his intro, stupid.
She's not even
you
a real hoe.
40
and white.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing to do?
I wonder her front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. Mr. Booty.
He's a radishy cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news with Joe the Fighting J. We are real human beings, and nobody disrespects me.
That means you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Get the stupid mic. What's this? I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need a. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera. My sports show. That's it. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Holes in the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch ass chink stir? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer worked really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows.
Yep.
Yes.
We got like guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
if
no,
made you
I
feel
don't give
bad.
A shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. Okay, you were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No,
if
you're
made
not even
you
any good.
Way.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like radio wars, and he fucking does this shit.